This episode of the Agency Spark podcast is brought to you by Unstack, a no-code marketing platform and ecosystem. Start building a site today for free by visiting unstack.com/sparkpod. More on Unstack later in the show. Welcome to the Agency Spark podcast. This is your host, Sarah Ney. And today on the show, I have David Gersh, founder of Outreach Local Marketing. So welcome to the show, David.
Thank you.
Of course. So I want to start with your story before launching Outreach Local. I believe you've mentioned that you've built and sold three businesses prior to where you're at today. So can you tell me a bit more about that experience?
Sure. So I've always been an entrepreneur, even since I was a young kid. I remember getting neighbors to pay me to rake their leaves or to mow their lawn. And I remember making business cards out of those. You're pretty young, but they had one of those punch things. It was like a tape and it would print raised letters. And so I would cut out a card and then print out my name and info and stuff and tape them on all of these cards. And I'd go to the neighbor. And so I started doing that. And then as I got older, I was getting into a little bit more marketing. I was pretty young then, but I ended up starting a video entertainment company when I was 19 years old, and it was called Video Sync. And basically what we did is we would make music videos at events, corporate events, bar and bat mitzvahs, and each person would get a copy of their video on actual videotape. There weren't DVDs back then. And so I grew that by networking with event planners locally. We were in right outside of Los Angeles. I mean, it just grew. It grew, and I started adding new employees and setups so we could do multiple events each weekend. And that's what kind of really started me on the path of marketing and growing a business. And from there, we started doing CD and DVD transfers, video to DVD. And it was all local. It wasn't anything, you know, outside of our local area. I cut my teeth on that and got to a point where a friend of mine in the video entertainment business as well had this idea he came up with this idea called Dance Heads. And we would use my music video technology and his animation. And we basically created backgrounds for these music videos, and we hire professional dancers to dance, and we would basically get rid of their heads and put the guests' heads on these bodies, and they would lip sync to the song and they would get a copy on video. And it just completely took off. We did a couple trade shows and it went crazy. Everybody wanted to be a part of it. And within, I don't know, I'd say 3 years, we were in 20 different countries. We had licensees all over the United States and other countries, and it just blew up. And I did the marketing for it. A lot of the marketing was through trade shows, which is still a really good way to grow your business. But from when this got really successful, I ended up selling the music video business and putting all my energy into this. And then 2008 hit and the economy took a dump, and all of our business was with big corporations, and they started not having events anymore. So I had to pivot. And at the same time, I started a company duplicating CDs and DVDs, and that grew and grew. And I was doing all of the marketing for that. So I got into AdWords, email marketing, et cetera, and I learned a lot about pay-per-click and really got it dialed in. And I decided I really like the marketing part of this. I want to get more into this and learn more and be able to take it to the next level. So I did that, ended up selling that company, getting out of Dance Heads. I sold that as well. And I decided I wanted to start my own marketing company. And all I really knew about was pay-per-click, and that's what I was going after. And I wanted a business that I could basically work from anywhere, you know, in the world, as long as I had internet. And I didn't want any employees. I just wanted to be able to do what I wanted. And I knew I had to hire outside people to help me with it, but I didn't want an office. I didn't want employees, because that's the biggest headache out there is dealing with employees. I just started testing different, that's when I created Outreach Local Marketing. And I started testing different industries in my area. And what I did was I started pounding the pavement, which nobody does anymore. And I would just go to different types of businesses in my local area and see what their interest is in doing online marketing. And I started getting some, and they didn't really have the budget for pay-per-click. So they started asking me about search engine optimization. And so I went out and found on Upwork, it wasn't even Upwork back then, I found a really good partner for SEO. And I remember seeing his ad and it said, I eat, sleep, and work Google all the time. And I go, this guy sounds pretty good. So he was brand new. I was brand new. And we started doing work together and we started getting results. But all we were doing was SEO and pay-per-click. But every single business that I went to needed a website. Their website was either completely outdated or they didn't have one. So then that kind of forced us to get into building websites. So I went on Upwork and found another vendor and we started doing that. And we were testing out different types of industries. And a lot of them we didn't have any luck with. And then I came across a local business that works on German vehicles. They're a German auto repair shop and I had a German car. So the guy was my age. He worked for his dad and we became friends. And he didn't have a website. He didn't have a domain. He had nothing. They had no web presence at all. So we traded services. We built him a website pretty quickly and started Google My Business Optimization, created an account for him. And within, I don't know, 2 weeks, he was ranking and his phone was ringing off the hook. And I said to myself, I think we have a niche here. And so I started pounding the pavement again, going to all of these German shops in Southern California. And slowly but surely getting more clients, getting really good results for them. And then everything went up from there.
Yeah, that's great. And so do you solely focus on that niche today or do you work with a range of local businesses?
Good question. So our focus is on that niche and it's a very narrow niche, but we have clients now all over the country. And I started getting them by doing postcard mailings. Everybody was internet. And I thought well, not many people are still doing mailings, regular old school mailings. So I created a postcard and started creating a list of these different shops that I could find across the country and sending them out. And I started getting more and more customers and more known in the industry. There's a lot of large automotive marketing companies out there, but no one specialized in German shops. So I was the go-to guy now for that. And we got really good results. But at the same time, I would get, referrals from these shops for other industries. And if I thought we could help them, I would take them on. So 90% of our business now is German auto repair and 10% is other types of industries with local clients around here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've talked about a few different marketing tactics through that in terms of trade shows. You've had success with postcard, pounding the pavement, SEO, paid advertising. And so what's been the most successful for you in terms of building your own agency and scaling your own agency?
Actually, it's probably a toss-up between the postcards and pounding the pavement. I would choose different cities and find all these shops in one area and go and drive to all of them, as many as I could in a day and drop off a business card. Eventually, I made brochures. And people would tell me, you're the first person that's ever walked in here to try to sell me something. And being able to see somebody and look them in the eye and shake their hand went a long way because I was able to make a connection with them and they trusted me just off of the conversation. And then from there, we started talking and moved on from there and actually started getting the business. So it's a little bit more expensive, especially when you start getting out of Southern California. And I've probably gone to about, 15 or 20 states so far and done it. And every time I usually get one or two clients from it. So it works really well.
Yeah, I got to think even picking up the phone and calling someone is a lot more personal these days than the massive amount of emails they're getting pitches from on a daily basis.
Yeah, but even cold calling, everybody's cold calling. Every kind of marketing company out there is calling these people 10 times a day so that it's really hard to get through to them. But cold calling does work. And I can go more into the direct mail and cold calling because it works together if you want to. But yeah, it's not easy and not a lot of people do it. But the cold calling is like digital. Everyone's doing it. Everyone wants the business. And it's really hard to get through shop owners or business owners.
Let's dive into that a bit more, the direct mail in combination with cold calling. Then how have you made that component successful?
So I found this really cool cold calling company on the East Coast, and they're like me. They're more boutique. They weren't this huge company. I actually went on Upwork, and there wasn't very many people on Upwork that would do cold calling. And I talked to this one guy first, and ended up being a total flake. Thank God I didn't go with him. And then this other company I reached out to, and he said, hey, let's take this conversation off of Upwork and let's have a Zoom call and go over it. And I thought, wow, that's a pretty good way to get business. And so we clicked, his prices were very reasonable. So I decided mailing these postcards every 90 days, 60 to 90 days, let me give him the list and have him or have his team follow up with phone calls. And it was a good amount of money, but I didn't have the time to do cold calling, nor did I want to do cold calling. I wanted to focus on the business and all of the marketing and do the selling. And we started getting better results than just sending out the postcards. And it went from there. And I actually started testing bulk email, where I found this company up north and they had all these different types of different bulk mail items, like little trash cans or messages in a bottle or bank bags. And they had these silver platters. And I thought, I can work this into a sales letter. So we said on the sales letter, let us help serve you new customers on a silver platter, and sent them out. And I thought I would get more people calling me up and saying, hey, I got it, I'm interested. But I would send 100 out because they're pretty expensive, and I would get one person that called. And then the follow-up generated a lot more Zoom calls and sales presentations. So after sending postcards up for the last 8 years, it's not as good as it used to be. I'll still get one or two customers from it, but the follow-up with the cold call is really helping. And so the combination between that and the mailings are working really well. And it's all offline. It's just driving traffic from a postcard to my website. And then the website hopefully sells it and they pick up the phone and call me or fill out a form.
Yeah. I love hearing about all the different channels you're reaching people on. I think that's really smart. Sometimes it feels like people focus on just digital marketing and dive all into like paid advertising, but they forget about going and seeing people and having conversations and sending out direct mail and, you know, focusing on things that are important in combination with your website and your digital marketing presence.
Yeah, definitely. Like I was saying, nobody really does it. Nobody does mail anymore. Nobody pounds the pavement. But to me, my average client was worth, say, $1,300 a month. So if it costs me, $800 for a flight and hotel and rental car for a couple of days, it was nothing, because if I got one client from it, I broke even and then started making money each month. So I started looking at the lifetime value of each customer. And that made me think, okay, yeah, I'm spending a lot of money doing this or with the mailings, but it's going to pay for itself. I actually have really good, I keep these clients for a very long time. It's been 9 years now since I started Outreach Local, and I have clients that I got 9 years ago, which I don't think most marketing companies can say. So my average client probably stays with me for at least 3 to 5 years. Yeah. So it's worth spending $2,000-$3,000 a month on postcards and mailings and cold calling, because it really works.
And now a word from our sponsor, Unstack. Stop waiting on developers and leveraging multiple tools to manage your marketing stack. With Unstack, you get a no-code website builder, landing page builder, A/B testing, forms, analytics, contact insights, payments, membership, blog, and so much more, all in one platform. Start building a site today for free by visiting unstack.com/sparkpod and receive 20% off for 6 months when you sign up. What do you think you've done to be successful to keep clients on for longer retainers versus shorter that other agencies might experience?
The biggest part is that we actually get really good results. So I have a guarantee, if we don't increase somebody's car count or new business in 60 days to what they feel it's worth, that I'll refund their money. So that kind of keeps people from, hesitating, because everyone I talked to has been burned so many times by marketing companies. And after being in this business for so long, I'm pretty sure that about 90% of marketing companies out there don't know what they're doing and they don't get results. They just churn through clients, they get new clients, and maybe once in a while they hit and get results. But any company that I've ever seen, when I bring on new customers, they've never gotten results. And with what we've curated over the last 9 years and all of the systems we put in place, and we know where to link to, we know what the right blog is about, we know how to write the content, build these websites. It just, we got it dialed in and we're really able to get real results. So that's the main reason why they stay with us, because they see results quickly and we continue to get them, over throughout every year that we're with them. Whereas most companies, they'll tie them into a contract or tell them and they have to wait 6 months till they get results, which isn't true.
Yeah.
But that gives them 6 months of income. Yeah. The other thing that we do is we're very transparent. We have a ranking report that they get once a month. We have a dashboard that they can log into 24/7 that has everything in one spot. It has their rankings. It has their Google My Business, their paid ads. It has phone tracking if we're using call tracking, all the normal stuff like tracking and visits and time on page, et cetera. But we're really able to show conversions using the call tracking and tracking forms. So they can go on there and they can see, hey, here's how many calls we got this month. Here's how many were new. Here's how many were repeat. Where do they come from? Were they from SEO? Were they from Google My Business? Were they from paid ads? So it really lets them see that we're actually getting results and being transparent. So I think that's really big. And then the third thing is I actually call these clients once a month and reach out to them and say, hey, what's going on? How many customers did you get? Where are they coming from? Give me some information so we can kind of constantly tweak the campaigns. And they really like that. And most of them say, no one ever calls me. The great thing is that no one ever calls me because I call them and they really appreciate it. And a lot of times they're super busy. We talk for a few minutes and then we're both on our way. And now as we continue to grow even larger, I don't have time to call everybody monthly. So now I'm at about 6 weeks and they don't care. They're not really tracking how often I call them, but as long as I do.
Yeah. I love it. So the three things that you hit on just to summarize there is obviously getting results for your clients, but then having transparency in the work that you're doing and then communicating them with them on a regular basis. And I couldn't agree more with you in terms of there's a lot of marketing companies or agencies out there that aren't doing, especially all of those things together. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely think that is a recipe for success in the small business space. And so I love that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's funny you say that because what we found is all of these new clients we bring on that got burned by SEO companies, none of them report. There's no ranking report. There's no dashboard. And I said to myself, why aren't they reporting? And then I figured out, they're not reporting because they're not getting any results. If they report and the client sees that nothing's happening, they're going to fire them or get rid of them. So that's the secret ingredients for us over the years that we found really works.
Yeah, I'm actually one of my clients had before working with us had hired a different company to help with SEO. And instead of actually giving them like a Google Analytics report, they like basically took her numbers and put it into PDF with their logo on it. And I'm like, you have no insight if these numbers are actually true or not. They basically could just copy and paste anything to this PDF document and send it your way. And so that's the biggest, I think one of the biggest pain points I hear all the time from businesses that I work with is that whole unknown world of SEO that they're just getting sold on these services to, and they have no idea what the companies are actually doing or if they're getting results from it at all.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I figured out over the years. That's why I really wanted to be transparent.
Yeah.
And can we help everybody? No, but we're usually able to help like 9 out of 10 clients. So we're going to lose clients. And usually when we lose a client, it's not because of what we're not doing. It's more about them. They're not good on the phone. They can't get customers to come in. They can't sell them. And all we can do is get the phone to ring. And after that, it's up to them to close the deal. Yeah, like I said, all these marketing companies, they can manipulate the numbers. And you could use Google Analytics and they'll know that it's coming from analytics. But when they, you know, you can't see me.
air quotes, he did.
Yeah, air quotes. When they put a report together and on their own with their logo and stuff, like you said, it could be anything. And they're not doing call tracking. So how do you, you know, measure if people are actually calling?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are coming up to the end of the show, but just one final question to wrap up what we're talking about a bit here. Is there an area that you see a lot of local businesses wasting their money in terms of marketing on? So is it SEO? Is it paid? Where they're just throwing money at tactics, but don't really take a step back and look at the whole picture?
It's a good question. I think it depends on the business, the type of business. I think where I see the most waste is in paid ads, especially when if they're trying to do it themselves, they have no idea what they're doing. And they build an AdWords account and they have no clue. They're putting in 1,000 keywords and they're broad match and they're not getting any phone calls, but they're spending $1,000 a month. That's the biggest thing that I see from businesses that try to do it themselves, or if they hire a company to do it, the company doesn't know what they're doing either.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And they're throwing away their money. But the average business owner doesn't know how to do SEO. They don't have the time to write blogs, and they really don't. The quickest thing that they know how to do is AdWords, and they usually don't do it. And then they have a bad taste in their mouth because they think that AdWords doesn't work. It works if you know exactly what you're doing and you use the right tools to do it. So that's the kind of the sales tactic or marketing tactic that I see most people wasting most of their money on.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, not knowing how to set everything up. But then also what I see a lot with ads is they direct them to a landing page or a website or their home page, and there's no like actual journey. It's just, hey, buy my services at this point.
Right.
So there's no relationship building in between.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing all of your insight today. I really enjoyed speaking with you, catching up with you. I've known you for quite a while now, so it was nice reconnecting. If someone wants to find you online, where can they connect?
On our website, outreachlocal.com. Give me a call, send me an email, shoot me a form that we have on the website. Happy to talk to anybody, see if I can help them in any way.
Awesome. And if they become a client of yours, you'll actually call them then, it sounds like. So
exactly.
Awesome. Thanks, David. And thank you all for listening to the Agency Spark podcast. We'll see you next time.